This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Chappelle Show. Al Fresh, the Lion, who's in the studio with me right now, here to co-host. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
So you're releasing an album.
Mm-hmm.
It's called One.
Yep.
After the song. And I have to say, I had to listen to it for the first time yesterday. Amazing.
Ah, thank you.
It's... I was trying to find the right adjective, but all I could keep coming up with was quite powerful.
Awesome.
Like the songs are really, really strong, the production, etc., but also the message.
Mm.
How long were you working on this album for?
Oh, man, I think a long time. It's my first album, my first proper album. So I'd say, you know, I've been working on it for 24, 25 years, you know, subconsciously.
Been working
subconsciously,
on it for life.
You know, but, you know, working on songs for a good 4 years, some of those songs, you know, go back that far.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is a process. Songwriting's a process. And so some songs you come up with and you sit on them, you work on them, and then you sit on them again and then you work on them. And so, yeah, I mean, it's taken a while, but, man, it's been a rewarding process. It's been an awesome journey. And, you know, I can't wait for people to hear it.
So Al Fresh the Lion is a cool name, right? Mm. Can I ask, I mean, as you get more famous, everyone will ask you this question, but because it's your first time on Joy, I have to ask you, where does the name come from?
The name comes from a couple of different places. When I first started rhyming, I was about 14, I was in high school, and, you know, it was one of those things where I was doing it because it was cool for me to express myself. It was a hobby, and I started sharing my first raps with a few friends of mine, and one of my friends who was my biggest encourager at the time was like, man, that shit's fresh, you know, and that for me was like, okay, well, what does fresh mean? Let me try to redefine it. You know, hip-hop's all about redefining, taking what you have and reshaping it, recreating. So I was like, okay, well, let me define it for myself. I broke it down into an acronym. And for me, FRESH is forever rising, exceeding sudden hardships. So that concept of always overcoming, you know, being who you are, you know, overcoming struggle, obstacle, all that. The L, you know, it then became L Fresh, and that was the name, and that was it. The L comes from my cultural background. So in my, you know, I'm a Sikh by faith, and all Sikh males, when they're born, have the middle name Singh, which translates to lion, and all females have the middle name Kaur, which translates to princess or royalty.
That's pretty.
Yeah, so that's cool. So I wanted to adopt that in the name, and then eventually, you know, I did I went on tour with Nas in 2009, which was awesome. Awesome.
Way to name drop, though, because it's a cool name to drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a really cool opportunity. And it was after that tour where I was, it was before that tour, actually, that, you know, I was sitting with my team at the time, and it was like, okay, how do we get your personality out more so that people recognize your name on the page and connect it with your personality? And it was like, okay, well, let's make the lion part of the name as well, so that it really hits home and it's not this subtle thing. You know.
Absolutely not. I had a feeling that would kind of be like the extended answer, because it's a cool name and it's obviously, you know, not a simple answer.
No.
So you've been rapping since you were 14. So what's that, 10, 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sort of hard question to answer, but what drew you to hip hop?
A lot of things. I think the predominant thing was the emotion and passion that comes across in hip hop. It's just raw. You know, your listeners will, you know, will identify with the fact that, you know, hip hop is something that just is powerful. It's not subtle. It's in your face. It's direct. Well, it can be subtle, but, you know, it's direct, and you know, it's to the point. So that kind of drew me to it more so than other musical genres.
When did you make the decision to be like, right, I'm going to do this as a serious thing?
I think when I finished uni. Because I went to university, and up until that point, I'd been balancing music as a hobby and a gig type thing in study and work. And I finished studying a law degree 2 years back. I think I graduated 2 years back. And it was at that point at the end where I kind of just said to myself, all right, well, I've got this awesome foundation behind me now in terms of education. but let me just put my foot down with the music because that's my true passion and that's where I'm super hungry, and give that a real shot. So it was at that point.
And what did your family say when you're like, right, got a law degree, now I'm going to be a superstar MC?
It was a mixed reaction.
Yeah.
You know, my family have always been supportive in my musical pursuits.
Yeah.
But they didn't expect me to approach it in the way that I have, you know, in the sense of, you know, not taking, the educational stuff as the main focus. So that was a bit of a shock, particularly when you think about, you know, coming from a strong cultural background. You know, my parents from India, education is the first and foremost important thing, understandably. So, you know, that was, it still is a challenge, but, you know, they support me.
Yeah, but you got your degree, so they should kind of be happy
a little bit. Exactly.
Cool. So your album, your first album is called Wum.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it, like the visuals in it and the photography in it is amazing, but the cover, again, is really quite distinct. Do you want to explain to us what the cover of the album looks like?
Yeah. So essentially, this was a concept that my mate Alex Wertlinger came up with, who's a photographer. You know, we brainstorm a couple of ideas, but essentially the cover is me standing from a side-on point of view. You see my full body in a kind of like a silhouette almost of silhouette kind of photo. And the idea is that my body with my turban and my beard and my, you know, the way that I'm standing becomes the number one. From side on. So that's, you know, but essentially we wanted to create something iconic, something that, you know, in and of its own was not just the album cover, but, you know, you could treat it as a work of art too.
Absolutely. And it stands out because I think, you know, there's so many kind of media images with music and albums and this and that, that's sort of simple enough and distinct enough, but obviously with a bit of a message and a symbol as well that, well done. I like that the title of the album and the red sort of ran into the sash that you're wearing around your waist.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Very nice. All right, we're talking to Alfresh here on The Chappelle Show, where we're all about hip-hop. We'll be coming back very, very soon.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is The Chappelle Show, coming to you from Melbourne and streaming live around the world on joy.org.au. We've got Alfresh, aka The Line, here in the studio. He's a rapper out of Melbourne, but originally from Sydney. Obviously made a very smart decision to move to the best city in Australia. I can't help it. I have to say that. But we're talking all about your new album called One, Faithful, which is an amazing song. Tell me about that.
That song was written and inspired by the city I grew up in, which is Liverpool in Southwest Sydney.
Whatever.
You know, I had to pay respect to where I came from, where I was born.
It's very hip-hop, though.
It is. It's very soulful. It's very expressive, and it's just telling it, you know, like it is. You know, we kind of, the song and the message in the song is essentially that idea of, you know, being strong in who you are and having faith in your community despite the flaws and the imperfections it may have. You know, Liverpool's not regarded as, you know, the nicest kind of city in Sydney, you know, but it cops a bad rap in media a lot, but it's a really diverse place, you know, when you think about the people from all different cultural backgrounds. It also has a really strong indigenous population, so there's a real strong founding of culture there that inspired that song.
And does your background and where you came from, does that have a really strong influence on you musically and creatively?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just part of who I am. You know, I don't have to try. It just comes across in my everyday, you know, from the way that I look to the way that I act, the values that inform what I, you know, how I act as well. I think that definitely comes across in the music. You know, there's more, you know, The Heart to Pen is a song, you know, as an example, which explicitly has Punjabi lyric in it, you know, being that's the my mother tongue. And, you know, but other than that, I haven't really explored those sounds fully yet. I may do at some point.
Yeah, you never know. You might go into any kind of influence. That's the beauty of creativity. It can take you anywhere. And being, I guess, as well an independent artist, you have that freedom to go wherever
you
want musically. So your album is called One. You're doing a tour for it as well. But you've done quite a bit. You've worked with a range of artists around Australia. I mean, you toured with Nas before you even had a whole album out.
Yeah.
What does it feel like going into a tour now for your first ever full album?
I'm really excited, but I'm nervous at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's new material. I'm hoping people receive it well, but I'm also kind of like, you know, this is, you know, the moment that I've been preparing for a number of years now.
Is it your first headline tour?
No, I've played headline shows before. For quite a while now, I've been doing my own headline shows, but this will be the first where it's kind of like now people can take something with them that's complete, you know, and that's a full representation of where I'm at. So it's really exciting, you know. I play with there's seven of us in the band, so it's a crazy show.
Yeah, right.
There's different pieces, different elements. It's really uplifting. It's really inspiring music, and we're really tight. We're all really excited, and we think, you know, with the set that we have, we've just taken ourselves to the next level, and we're really excited to share that with people.
So you'll be playing the full album on this tour?
Most of it.
Okay.
And you'll be playing most of it.
All right, cool. So, I mean, that's maybe for people who don't know, having a seven-piece band is quite expensive as well, and it's kind of hard as an independent artist.
You know how it is.
Is that something that you absolutely, obviously, insistent on to have? You didn't just want a DJ?
You know, I think the band works in so many different levels, on so many different levels, particularly if people aren't into hip-hop and they see us, you know, they're automatically drawn more so to the stage when they see a band on stage. But there's so much more we can do, you know, and we can really expand our live show. It's not something that I insisted upon specifically, but it just kind of came together, and it's such a great family unit, that band. It's so much fun being with them, and that comes across in the live show. So we pick moments when we think it's suitable to have the band on stage, and so moments like an album tour, a single tour, you know, these are moments where it's like, okay, we need the band on those shows. Whereas if I'm doing just shows around the country and it's not for anything in particular, it's just, you know, a show that's, you know, purely hip-hop, and it's like, okay, let's rock our old school with a DJ, you know.
So what you're saying is this tour that you're about to do to support your album one is a really big deal, because it's, you know, you've got your band, it's going to be really different. I imagine the energy is going to be really different as well, because it's special. It's your first album.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really awesome.
So you're doing dates all around. We've got Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Frio, Brisbane.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can find out information on that from your website, which is?
Which is www.lfresh.com. So it's lfresh.com. And I'm constantly posting up updates and whatnot on my Facebook page. So if you search L Fresh the Line, you'll find me there, or on Twitter as well.
Yeah, and you're very good at the social media, I've noticed. You're always on it. Do you ever sort of feel, is that something that comes naturally to you, the social media side of things?
Not necessarily. It's something that I have to work at. It's always a challenge to try and piece together stuff that people will be interested in. You know, we're not always interested in people as individuals.
Look,
you know,
at the sandwich I ate today.
Exactly. So, you know, but it's fun. You know, at the end of the day, you know, music and performing and all that, it's about sharing and connecting with people, and social media is an extension of that. So, you know, it's good fun.
As an independent artist, you also have to be a bit of a salesperson, so you have to sell yourself. If you met someone in the street who asked you what you do, and you're like, oh, you know, I'm a rapper, and they'd be like, oh, okay, how would you describe L Fresh's sound and the live show?
I say I'm the foremost artist of conscious hip-hop in this country, I believe. I kind of feel like I'm on that vibe of The Roots, Common, Quali, Mos Def, and really trying to push that idea of positivity, consciousness, and soulful sounds into the music that people who aren't necessarily just hip-hop fans can relate to, but who hip-hop heads also get down with. So that's how I'd explain myself. The show is one of those things where it's like, I want to put on a show, and the show that I aim to put on is one that when people leave the show, they feel inspired and empowered.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they can do, you know, more with themselves, you know, or they feel that was such a great experience that they just feel good, you know. That's what I want people to feel when they leave the show. And it's like how I feel when I leave a good show. I want people to feel that as well. So, Yeah, that's how I'd explain myself.
Fantastic. You're on the Chappelle Show, Joy 94.9 with Al Fresh. He promises to leave you empowered and full of positive vibes if you go see his show or listen to his album. We'll come back very, very soon with chatting with more to Al Fresh.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're on the Chappelle Show. This is Joy 94.9. Al Fresh, aka The Line, is in the studio with me co-hosting. We don't have much time left. Just before, we were talking about Al Fresh being, what was it, the foremost conscious rapper in Australia. I'm going to hold you to that. That's quite a big call, because there's a lot of rappers, you know, speaking about really important stuff. Mm-hmm. Why do you put yourself as the foremost, the number one head honcho?
I kind of feel like there's a tradition that's been set by particular artists who were forerunners of that movement back in the States, you know, when it was, you know, Quali, Mos Def, Black Star, continuing the tradition of Public Enemy, but kind of taking it into, and the people before them, but taking it into a different kind of sound. We're bringing in this idea of, you know, kind of like soul influences into it. And then you had artists like Common coming in, who just, you know, infused that even more with Dilla's production, and all these people kind of just infusing that to give, you know, the conscious hip hop, you know, it's kind of like its own, you know, kind of sound almost. And I kind of look around the scene here in Australia, and it's awesome that there are artists who are touching on such powerful messages. And I think we need more of that in hip hop, because that's where hip hop comes from. That's the roots. That's the genesis of it. Comes from a racial and a political struggle. So, you know, we need more of that. But I feel like in terms of like sound and style, performance, energy, lyric, content, you know, name another artist who's as consistently touching
I'm scared to come against you on that one now because you've called me on it.
I mean, I'm sure there are artists out there. I'm saying people, you know, like, not to sound cocky or arrogant or whatnot, but that's the sound that I own. I live that 24/7. That's all I think about, you know. That's who I am, you know. I live and breathe it. I don't have to you know, it's not something I think about where I'm like, okay, well, let me write a song about racism, or let me write a song about, you know, the need to be, you know, empowered, or because that's who I am.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you do have very sort of strong ideas that I've seen, you know, that you post on social media, and they come through your songs. How do people react to those very strong ideas of yours?
Man, it's really interesting. I want to make 2 points about this real quick. I mean, the first thing is people tend to receive it really positively, most people. The second thing is I've found that when I'm touching on particular topics, a lot of people... Some people actually, and it's a minority of people, will start to give, you know, there'll be a bit of a backlash. I think there's a thing in Australian society when it's the community or the person who's being, you know, targeted speaks up, then they're going to get shut down. But when it's someone else from the, you know, kind of like the mainstream, or from, you know, predominantly Anglo background, and there's, you know, white saying, you know, stuff like racism is bad, they get awesome praise. But when I say it, or when someone of, you know, who experiences that shit says it, we tend to cop a bit of flack for it. And it's kind of like, well, what are you talking about? This is our experience. This is what we go through. This is, you know, how we feel about things, you know. But that's a minority of people who come out to be like, oh man, get over it, or it's not that big a deal, or it's just a joke, or, you know, whatever, you know. But generally speaking, people positively receive a lot of the stuff that I say, and that's great, because, you know, it's one of those things where we need to have genuine discussions about a lot of different things in this country, and not out of a space of wanting to, you know, defeat or destroy the system of the country because it's terrible, but because we love the space enough to care about it, to want to make it better.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, and I think maybe people also react that way, or people who do react positively to your music and the message, is because it's almost expected in hip hop. It's not such a foreign idea to be a bit more political or talk about issues in hip hop.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. I mean, the other thing as well is, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to make music that makes people feel good, you know. And that's the core of it. You know, if people feel good listening to it, then it's a great song. I mean, look at, you know, Pharrell's song Happy, and how many people that has reached. It's touched the globe in such an amazing way. And it's just, it purely is just about making people feel good.
Yeah, and you've got to do it. I think if you try and try not to do what comes naturally to you in terms of making something, then you won't achieve making people feel good because it's not natural and that won't work. All right, so tell us. Dates. When are you playing in Melbourne and where?
I'm playing on the 26th, next week, Saturday, at the Shebeen, which is, I think, Manchester Lane. Yeah. It's a really cool space. I was there for Jim Blau's gig the other week, a couple of weeks back. It was really cool. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night. I'm hoping there's going to be a really solid turnout of people there to enjoy it. And, you know, we got a show prepared for you.
Fantastic. So, and the album one, when and how can people get their hands on it?
The album comes out Friday the 9th of May, and it'll be released physically and digitally, so you'll be able to get it from JB Hi-Fi and whatnot, but also on iTunes too. So you can pre-order it now on iTunes if you wanted to, or at JB Hi-Fi too if you wanted to. With details will be on my website, my Facebook and all that. You can find it too.
Okay, so that's Elfresh, a.k.a. The Lion. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. We'll see you at your gig next week, March 26th. That's Shebeen.
April 26th.
April. What did I say?
You said March.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everybody knew exactly what I meant, so that's the main thing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great tour, and I hope the album sells lots and lots and lots.
Thank you. Much peace.
You're on The Chappelle Show. This is Joy
94.9. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.